And now for some artery, cultural coverage that evolves with the times. As the nation ponders the question of what our health care should look like, one thing most people would agree on is the healing power of music. A soft classical piece can soothe headache or just lower your level of stress. A powerful reggaeton beat can get you moving and exercising your muscles. And if you're like me, then your phone is full of the music you love to lace up and hit the trails with. Here's a quick sampling of my workout music. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Whatever makes you groove, one thing is certain. The changing manner in which we listen to songs has today's music industry in upheaval, and not for the first time. For over a century, the dominant method of distributing popular music was on printed sheets of paper. Sheet music. Sheet music had a long run from the mid-1800s into the 1930s. And while most of the printed songs from that time are now forgotten, their graphically striking cover illustrations provide a reminder of what we've lost in the digital age. Numerous historical examples are currently on display at the Society of California Pioneers. KALW's Stephen Short joined exhibition curator James Keller at the Society's headquarters in San Francisco to talk about how the shift from music on paper to music on recordings changed more than an industry. It also transformed family social time.
The corner of 4th and Folsom in San Francisco is a busy 21st century intersection. On one corner there's a gas station, on the other is the Yerba Buena complex, then there's a multi-story office building, and on the fourth corner is the Society of California Pioneers. Go through that door and you go back in time. What we're hearing is obviously an early recording from nearly a century ago.
But most of the music here is from the pre-recorded era. It would only have been performed, it couldn't have been heard on recordings, and so therefore it would have been performed at home.
James Keller is talking about the Society's current exhibit, Singing the Golden State. About half of the material in this exhibit of sheet music, which Keller curated, is from his voluminous personal collection. He had considered mounting a show of his own.
But then as we began talking further, it came to light that the Society of California Pioneers itself has a superlative collection of sheet music. It's called the Frederick Sherman Music Collection that was donated to the Society back in the 1940s.
That's Sherman as in Sherman Clay and Company. They would have a great collection of sheet music because they built home pianos. Still do, actually. Today, many homes have entire rooms dedicated to multimedia entertainment. But prior to the 1930s, our options for musical performances outside of church were rare. You might say that musical entertainment had to be locally sourced.
Consumers were the people who were making their own music. And in those days, before the gramophone was available, the parlor piano was really the entertainment center of the home. Every home aspired to have one, and the high point of entertainment would be gathering around the parlor piano and singing. So that's what people did.
Oh, you old Pacific coast, oh, you land I love the most.
And it was a real experience of bonding. It was a sort of shared cultural activity that people maybe don't have quite so often today. I think there's an important glue in society. People viewed music as something essential in drawing them together with other people.
I was surprised to find out that sheet music was regularly included in newspapers. Can you explain that? I mean, I can't imagine how the sheet music publishers would think this was a good idea. Giving away their store, you know?
Well, yes, it was often included in Sunday newspapers. It was a special supplement printed in color. So it was very much analogous to the funny papers that we all know in newspapers even to this day. But it was good publicity. It was good publicity for a publisher, for a composer, for a lyricist, or for a star, because often these pieces would have a picture of a vaudeville star, a theater star on the cover.
I guess you could compare it to a free computer download today.
Very much, very much. You know, it's just a change of form over the years. It's not a change of idea, ultimately.
Keller says the topics of these songs were both more diverse and more personal than what we have today.
This is music from a time when people really felt that their hometown was a place that they wanted to sing about and that it deserved it.
In a Pasadena town.
I really respect that, and I've grown to really love it. I think that music can bring alive the spirit of an era in a really unusual way.
Most of the early songs we've sampled here are available at listening stations in the exhibit, and most of the scratches have been removed, making it easier for modern ears to hear, as well as see, the music that gave spirit to another era. In San Francisco, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago.